As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know how we got here. I'm just a simple average guy with a microphone. And if the downloads weren't increasing each day, I would have just given up and taken up a regular job. But I just feel that there's a force that's working through me to bring this message to the masses. This message of healing, of relieving, of releasing, of manifestation, of using the breath, of using our visualization, right? And so just seeing our downloads increase every day, our rankings improve on a weekly basis, it makes me want to really amplify our collective impact. And I thank you for being on this journey.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
In today's episode, I'm going to reveal some updates that we've made to My Seven Chakras to provide you a better listening experience and help you get what you're looking for in 2021 and beyond. I'm also going to give you action takers some shout-outs, so whether you are new to our show or a seasoned listener, you got to listen till the very end. What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, and a certified breathwork instructor. And my goal with this show and with everything that I do is to provide you useful, practical, evidence-based interviews and breathwork sessions that will help you calm your mind and experience a deep state of bliss. One of my goals in 2021 is to become the most useful and helpful podcast that is available online today. Recently, Apple Podcast placed us on rank 47 in the US, rank 41 in Canada, rank 35 in Australia, and rank 40 in Great Britain, which I am really, really grateful for because I do these sessions from my tiny bedroom on Main Street in Vancouver. My goal now is to get to the top 10 list, and that is not easy because some of the other podcasts within the top 20 section are really large corporations or have dedicated marketing teams to promote their podcast episodes in a big way. But I trust in the force of Action Tribe, our Action Tribe listeners around the world, because we have the power of the heart. So if you are on iPhone, tap that subscribe button or hit follow if you're on Spotify, because that has a direct effect on our rankings. Something amazing is happening right now because I'm noticing an increase in subscription rates. Right now, 82% of you are subscribers and 18% of you are either new or you're not subscribed. So by just hitting that subscribe button right now, you can make all the difference. Now, while I know that many of you have been listening to our show for years together, and you've been sharing it with your parents and your friends and your clients, I do know that we have many areas of improvement. And sometimes I feel guilty and impatient because our vision for My Seven Chakras is so much more than what we are right now. And I know that for you to feel confident in sharing an episode, it has to be really, really good, right? Because if your friend or your family member or an acquaintance, if they like it, it makes you look good. It makes you feel good, right? And so I released a survey that many of you have filled. And if you haven't shared your opinions yet, please take a few minutes to fill in this quick survey, which you'll find at my7chakras.com/survey2020. That's our website.com/survey2020. But here are some insights that I received from the survey, along with what we are doing to address them. One of the questions I asked in the survey is, are there any areas of improvement for us? Here are some interesting things the people have said. Number one, Mike said, sometimes the guest has the microphone volume on low. When the episode plays, I have to change the volume depending on who is speaking. And then someone said, sometimes the guests are hard to hear, but I think that is strictly a sound issue on their part, as they are often being interviewed from remote parts of the world and nothing much can be done about that. Otherwise, everything else is great. This was by Michael. So, I have wrestled with my sound for a while now, and I know that sound was not as good as it could be. So, I have bit the bullet and I've upgraded my recording system. And what that means is that you should now be able to receive better quality audio, and I'm able to record the guest separately so I can increase or decrease their volume independently, which should resolve the issue. But just wait for a couple of episodes more to notice that improvement in sound quality, because I had some episodes that I had recorded prior to this upgrade. And if you do notice that slight improvement in sound quality, please reach out and let me know. I'd love your feedback. Number two, Amanda says, you have the podcast uploading to the website. Is there a resource to locate shows by topic? There may be like, if I want to hear everything about healing, which dates, show numbers, should I go to? Thanks, Amanda. So I've been a bit unhappy with my old website for a while now, and I wanted to make it more functional and useful to you. So I changed my website. I chose a simple and functional website over a potentially beautiful and complex one, because deep down, I am a minimalist. So if you go to my website, my7chakras.com now, you'll notice a couple of different things. Firstly, if you click on the episodes tab, you'll see a search function and you can search by topic. So if you feel like listening to something in breathwork or Ayurveda, just search for it and you can start listening and actually seeing episodes that pertain to that particular topic. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way, you'll get a weekly update on the latest episodes and live streams and meditations that we release. Also, I have a voice note feature, voice note. So on my website, on the bottom right, you'll see a microphone icon. Just click on that blue microphone icon and you'll be able to record a voice message for me. How awesome is that? And every podcast post has links to multiple podcasting platforms if you prefer to listen on Apple or Spotify or Google or Stitcher. You can just click away and listen to our podcast on that particular episode. And the goal behind my website is to act as the home base for our show so that you can learn more about me, explore ways to work with me, like attending our breathwork sessions or watching our live streams. And you can find out what other subscribers are saying about our show, because we have a testimonial section as well. Number three. Pamela says, I wish I had more time to listen. Although I enjoy them fully, some are quite long to get through without interruption. An hour length is good. Anything longer is more difficult to finish. Okay, so this is a really interesting insight. I can imagine that most of you might not be able to finish an episode, which tends to be about an hour and a half long, 85 to 90 minutes, in one sitting without interruption. And especially because of this whole pandemic, a lot of you might be working at home. So initially, when you might be listening to our episode in your car, that's not happening a lot right now because you're either at home or maybe you're taking a walk. So a lot has changed, right, during this pandemic. And this is a hard call for me. So my data tells me that on average, 60 to 70% of you complete my longer episodes in one sitting, which could mean that the rest of you take another sitting, another session to finish the episode, or some of you don't finish it at all. As a podcaster, I'm tending towards longer episodes because some topics are just too complex or too nuanced to finish up in 1 hour. And as you know, I take my time with it. We talk about their childhood, their story, their beginnings, their challenges, and we explore different sub-themes within a particular topic. And then towards the end, my goal is to get you some actionable, practical ways to implement what you learn into your life, right? Which all of it can take about 70 to 80 minutes. And in fact, from now, I'm also going to finish up my episode with a soothing breathwork session with my guest, because I want to over deliver and I want to make our episode a full amazing experience for you. So that's what you can look forward to. Breathwork session towards the end. It's going to be a short one, 3 to 4 minutes, maybe 5, but it's going to be a really relaxing experience after you get a dose of inspiration. So if you can't finish an episode in one sitting, I feel you. So take your time with it and resume from where you left off in your last sitting. Number 4, someone said sometimes it would be good to move away from the more spiritual life and work on the more earthly or even the shadow. Now, I think that's a great point. If you'll notice, I talk a lot about breath work, which can be both spiritual, scientific, and practical. We discuss Ayurveda, which is a very, very grounding and centering modality. We discuss nutrition. We have episodes about shadow work coming up and dealing with trauma and much more. So our show isn't particularly about spirituality, but it is ancient wisdom for the modern mind. We aren't afraid to explore the tough and mucky topics because on the other side of it is growth and transformation. Yoga is about union. So with every episode, we're going to get united with the light and the darkness and grow our own awareness about ourselves and our relationship to the world around us. And I'm so glad that you are part of this journey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And in the survey, one of the questions I asked is, have you noticed any changes in your life as a result of applying what you've learned or heard on our show? And I got some really amazing responses. Georgina said, oh yes, I'm becoming more self-aware. It changes when you listen to people on the show who are book writers and coaches. Desiree said, I always feel in tuned, more aware, inspired, motivated, and ready to take action to do something magical after listening to your podcast, even if it means doing some yoga when I didn't feel like, or be sit and still, read a book or buy one that was recommended. Now, side note, when you use the link that I share on my podcast to check out a book, let's say, for example, an Audible, not only do you get the book for free, but we also get a small commission from Audible because our audience is checking out their amazing service. So if you go to my7chakras.com/freebook, you'll get a free Audible credit, but that also helps support us for running the show. which, as you can imagine, has some expenses attached with it. Next, Michael says, so many changes. I've tried to be more conscious of my breathing from your many talks on breathwork. I've started studying Ayurveda because of the wealth of knowledge and many episodes available. I've begun researching Kundalini. I've bought 4 or 5 books written by our guests. I've started listening to the Cabral Concept, Dr. Cabral's podcast, in addition to My Seven Chakras to improve my overall health, trying to meditate and so much more. I am so thankful to have found the My Seven Chakras podcast and be a part of the wealth of knowledge it brings. Wow, that was such a wonderfully written message for us. And then Nond Lalo says, yes, it used to take me hours or even days to work through my anxiety or emotional disturbances. One day, I found a podcast on balancing chakras through breathwork. I couldn't believe the instant balance after the guided practice. This allowed me space to create and identify my triggers and learn to work with them and still learning. Smile. Thanks a lot for writing us, Nond Lalo. I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly. And then Amy says, breathwork workshops and recently joining the Action Tribe have helped me to release anxiety and stuck emotions. I feel calmer and able to better handle stress and the unexpected. Wow, thanks Amy. Appreciate you for reaching out. And everybody, if you would like to try out breathwork, then I do these sessions every 2 weeks. But these are breathwork introduction sessions that you can access for just 50 cents. That's right, just 50 cents. Try it out. Nothing to lose, right? But you'll have to go to my7chakras.com/breathwork intro. I'll have the link in the show notes. And by now, I hope you understand that my goal is to help you succeed in life and feel better, because ultimately feeling is a secret, right? You can have achieved everything in life, but if you don't feel good from within, then it's not of much use, right? So I want you to feel better, change your state, change your emotions, and really understand how gifted you are in this lifetime. I honestly want to build a relationship with you. And because I consider myself a small creator, I still have the bandwidth to reply and help each and every one of you. So if you have a few minutes, please fill in our survey and share your inputs, because we can't grow without you. And as a thank you, you will receive a free ticket to our next Breathwork Introduction class, which happens live on Zoom, and you are going to love it. Go to my7chakras.com/survey2020. my7chakras.com/survey2020. And if you'd like a shout out on a future episode, then leave me a voice message on my website and tell me what is one reason you choose to listen to My Seven Chakras. Why do you like our show? Go to My Seven Chakras, and on the bottom right, you'll find that blue microphone icon. And just leave a message for me, because I want to test this feature out. I want to see how easy and intuitive it is for you to be able to record your voice. Honestly, I don't know how we got here. I'm just a simple average guy with a microphone. And if the downloads weren't increasing each day, I would have just given up and taken up a regular job. But I just feel that there's a force that's working through me to bring this message to the masses, this message of healing, of relieving, of releasing, of manifestation, of using the breath, of using our visualization, right? And so just seeing our downloads increase every day, our rankings improve on a weekly basis, it makes me want to really amplify our collective impact. And I thank you for being on this journey. I can't do this alone, honestly. And I really need your support. So if you feel called, reach out to me on Instagram or email or Facebook, and let's do this. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Action Tribe, are you finding it hard to de-stress and unwind in the midst of this crazy pandemic? Come join us for a soothing, relaxing breathwork session online on Zoom. Now, I do these sessions for our paid members twice a week, and I've received so many powerful testimonials from people who've received a lot of support, comfort, and healing from these sessions. And to show you just how powerful these yogic breathwork practices are, every month I do a breathwork intro workshop for people who'd like to give this a shot. In the past, people have paid anywhere between $10 to $20 for a drop-in, but for a short while, I've decided to make these sessions available for just 50 cents a ticket. And these sessions are live, but you just pay 50 cents. So if you'd like to learn how to calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss using your breath from the comfort of your home, visit my7chakras.com/breathworkintro. That's my7chakras.com/breathworkintro. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.